All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. I'm glad you're here for a few minutes and pray that you will feel some inspiration in your step and in your soul today as you go about your daily living. Well, I want to spend a few moments today talking about friends. Friends. Who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? Who calls you their friend? All of those are important considerations. Remember, not too long ago, there was that TV sitcom called Friends, and it had followers all around the world paying attention to that sitcom because I think at the root of our humanity, everyone wants to connect, to be connected, to come alongside, to be heard, to be listened to share stories with. It reminds me of these words. When I'm sick and tired and hungry, Lord, stand by me. When I'm lost and sad and lonely, Jesus, stand by me. When I'm sinking in the battle and I cannot lose this battle, Lord, stand by me. And when I'm old and gray and feeble and lived my years, oh Lord, stand by me. And of course, you know that song that was written. And Stand By Me, again, a popular rendition of that, sings out throughout the universe. And people love to join in that song. There is something about living in relationship with God and with one another where we realize love is experienced between people, not apart from one another. And so as we live as friends, again, another song I'm referencing here, it was sung at many graduations where we long, you know, to live as friends. I think that was a Michael W. Smith hit along the way. Yes, friends, we're made to be friend and to be friends. And Jesus even says, I no longer call you servants, but I call you my friends. And he says there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for who? One's friends. And we've seen that throughout human history. You know, without friends, no one would choose to live, even though you maybe have all the other goods. Because you can surround yourself with stuff, but what our true human need is to be surrounded by people in life-giving relationships. Well, Jesus uses these words in the Gospels, and I think it's good to unpack these a little bit further. But what does it profit, Jesus said, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? We could go on to say, what does it profit you if, again, you gain the whole world and you spend your life in an office? What does it profit if you gain the whole world and you spend your days on a golf course? What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and never know your children? What does it profit if you gain the whole world and you never have a best friend? What does it profit if you gain the world and can't kiss the joy or keep the joy within you? What does it profit if you gain the whole world and never consider the lilies of the field, much less smell the roses? What does it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Are there times where you feel like you've lost your soul, the compass, the true north? And if that happened, was it a source of connection, a friend that maybe drew you out of that or reminded you what true north is again? I know that's been true for me throughout life. To have mentors, to have people that you can go to and really talk through what you're struggling with. That source of connection deeply matters. And we all need that. And I think that's the high touch of Jesus, where God says, I don't want to just hang out in the heavens apart from humanity. I want to be alongside and within humanity. And so God sends God's Son to the world to take on human flesh, to feel what we feel, to know what we know. And even Jesus, in his life, he worked really hard to surround himself with friends, those disciples who loved and served together, who shared in meal together, who prayed together. Every human being needs that connection. And Jesus didn't just hang out with friends. He hung out, period. He took the time to be present in those places where true life could be experienced. And so this week, spend some time thinking about your relational connections, your circles of connection, where you spend your time, who you fully know there, and who fully knows you. And then reach out and let them know. Get an extra coffee, go for an extra walk, and let one another know the impact and the connection and the difference that that has made. You see, as we journey, we often look back and remember, don't we, of those throughout every chapter? And today, where you are, you're still creating that. I love nothing better as a pastor than calling someone to check in and to find out how they're doing, for them to then tell me, oh, by the way, so-and-so took me to my doctor's appointment, and they waited in the car for me the whole time. I can't believe they would do that, but they are such a good friend. And all you can say is, wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving me people like that in my life. As I was scripting out these podcasts for M&M for the month of September, I opened a book on my shelf. And the book title is The Wounded Healer by Henry Nouwen. And as I opened that book, a whole host of photos, old photos, fell out of that book. I don't remember putting them in that book, but as they fell out and tumbled to the ground and fell at my feet, but what did I look upon there on the floor? But memories, photos, images, stories of people who've been friends throughout my life. And oh my goodness, how thankful I am for that. And so today, go out into the world remembering that and leaning into that. And if you're someone who says, I don't know how to do that, or I don't have those people in my life, send me a note. Let's touch base. Let's connect and see what we can do, because those connections truly do deeply matter so that we can be healthy, whole, and well. All right. Until next time, good day.